Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 101. Jesus, you alone know how the soul, engulfed in darkness, moans in the midst of these torments, and despite all this, thirsts for God as burning lips thirst for water. It dies and withers. It dies a death without death. That is to say, it cannot die. All its efforts come to nothing. It is under a powerful hand. Now the soul comes under the power of the Just One. All exterior temptations cease. All that surrounds it becomes silent, like a dying person who loses contact with everything around it. The person's entire soul is in the hand of the just God, the thrice holy God, rejected for all eternity. This is the culminating moment, and God alone can test a soul in this way, because He alone knows what the soul can endure. When the soul has been saturated through and through by this infernal fire, it is, as it were, cast headlong into great despair. My soul experienced this moment when I was all alone in my cell, when my soul began to sink into this despair. I felt that the end was near, but I seized my little crucifix and clutched it tightly in my hand. And now I felt my body separate itself from my soul. And though I wanted to go to my superiors, I no longer had the physical strength. I uttered my last words, "I trust in your mercy." And it seemed to me that I provoked God to an even greater anger. And now I was drowned in despair, and all that was left me was a moan of unadulterated pain, which from time to time tore itself from my soul. The soul is in agony, and it seemed to me that I would remain in this state, because by my own strength I could not emerge from it. Every recollection of God opened up an unspeakable ocean of suffering, and yet despite this, there is something within the soul which is drawn to Him, though it seems to her for this only, that she suffer more. The memory of the love with which God formerly surrounded it is still another kind of suffering. His gaze pierces it, and everything within the soul is burned by this gaze. After some time, one of the sisters came into the cell and found me almost dead. She was frightened and went to find the directress of novices, who in the name of holy obedience ordered me to get up from the ground. My strength returned immediately, and I got up, trembling. The directress recognized immediately the state of my soul and spoke to me about the inscrutable mercy of God, saying, "Do not be distressed about anything, sister. I command this of you in virtue of obedience." Then she said to me, "I see how, sister, that God is calling you to a high degree of holiness. The Lord wants to draw you very close to Himself, since He has allowed these things to happen to you so soon. Be faithful to God, sister, because this is a sign that He wants you to have a high place in heaven." However, I did not understand anything of these words. When I went into the chapel, I felt as though my soul had been set free from everything, as though I had just come forth from the hand of God. I perceived the inviolability of my soul. I felt that I was a tiny child. Suddenly I saw the Lord interiorly, and He said to me, "Fear not, my daughter, I am with you." In that single moment, all the darkness and torments vanished, and my senses were inundated with unspeakable joy, and the faculties of my soul filled with light. It's rather frightening to read a passage like this. We don't even realize how many different ways a soul can suffer. But we have to remember that God loves each of us. God especially loves St. Faustina, and He tests her because He wants her to have a high place in heaven, to be with Him forever. No parent wants to see his or her child suffer, but parents also know that sometimes children have to learn through experience. It is not enough to tell a child something. Experience is the best teacher. And it's wonderful that because St. Faustina has had this difficult experience, she's able to write it in her diary and help us to understand the mysteries of the spiritual life. At one point, St. Faustina uttered, "I trust in your mercy." But she then felt that she was provoking God's anger. How can we understand this? Well, this was a temptation to drive St. Faustina to despair. It wasn't from God. God didn't give her a consolation at that moment, but he wasn't angry with her. It was quite a purification. Then we hear the story again that we had heard from her novitiate, when the directress ordered St. Faustina to get up from the floor. And we see how much God respects obedience in the religious life. Whatever trial St. Faustina was undergoing in her soul came to an end because God wanted her obedience. I had mentioned St. Padre Pio emerging from his ecstasies at Mass when he was nudged by his superior, and God makes himself obedient even to the superior. The good news is that the test won't last forever. St. Faustina felt liberated when she entered the chapel. She felt like a little child. Jesus told her that he was with her, and she was filled with joy and light. I am sure that St. Faustina went right to heaven when she died because her trials were her purgatory on earth, and I doubt that she ever even committed a very serious sin during her lifetime. Our trials on earth also will end. The good news is that Jesus wants to spend eternity with each of us as well, and with his help, we too can get through the preparation and the purifications. And hopefully they'll be less than what St. Faustina had to endure. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.